My name is Esther Manila. As most of you know, I just recently resigned from KPFK, and it's a decision I've made on principle. I'm not going to go into all the reasons why I did this, but I just want to state for the record, despite all the rumors and accusations and hearsay, for the record, I'm not a Shuvite, so please stop referring me as a Shuvite. I came in under Shuv, yes, it's true, I was hired by him, but I was incredibly politically naive at the time, and I didn't know how bad it was. I didn't know the extent of it, and by the time I realized it, change was already around the corner. Another reason why I'm leaving is because the staff is viewed as being obstructionist, and that's not the case. And before I go, I just want you guys to know this. Some of those reasons are some rumors about me not handing over the keys immediately to our permanent manager. And at the time when she was hired, there was a lot of allegations about her background, allegations that were never revealed to members of the GM Search Committee. There was no clarity. There was nothing. No communication was being done. I confided into members of the GM Search Committee who, had Dave Furtick, who's a national member, and he jokingly said to me, "Oh yeah, just they were all empathetic about my reluctance and my hesitation. I think all of you in the position that I was in would be." I'm going to go past the time, and I'm sorry.
I move that we give her 2 more minutes.
No problem.
Yes.
Anyways, I took the steps needed at the time that I thought. I called an emergency GM search committee, and then we talked about all of these allegations and stuff. And then we finally heard word from Dan Coughlin about some of these allegations. So I just want to say that. And then there was, during my tenure as a PD, I was claimed being another obstructionist by not moving forward on the race and bylaws, the race and diversity and the bylaws issue. The race and diversity, I confided into Eva, and I asked her, what should I do about this? How should we move forward? And it was sort of postponed. We were waiting to hear from National. There was all this stuff coming in. There was all this pressure from everywhere. And then the bylaws, I do not oppose to the 2 hours of mandated programming happening. What I opposed to was it being done in a way that was intently done to get Ian Masters off the air and Mark Cooper off the air. That's what I objected to. And my final reason for finally giving in my resignation was because recently, to echo what Jenny and Eve said about these, there was going to be budget cuts and the staff quickly convened. We proposed a few solutions that they already mentioned, and they were taken, and they're in the process of being implemented, but yet these cuts are still happening, and they're done, they're happening already. And I don't understand how these decisions could be made, considering KPFK is approaching another fund drive, and the studio construction just began. I don't understand why management couldn't postpone this decision, at least until fund drive is over. That would have allowed us to revisit and reassess our budget. This decision has led to my own resignation and also to the resignation of Kayla O'Connor, our volunteer coordinator. I am thankful that Fred has offered his services to KPFK, and I hope that the internal problems that exist can be resolved so we can all work together productively in the spirit of our mission. I also ask the lab to meet with staff and management. There was serious dialogue and healing needed here as well. There was too much hearsay and rumors floating around, and no member of the lab should have to worry about being seen with members of the staff. Collectively, we should all be able to be seen together. We are all in this together. On July 12th, I was fired for requesting accountability from National, accountability that was denied to me and essentially all of Pacifica. I stand here today, several months later, still requesting accountability. We, staff, lab, management, we should all be accountable to KPFK and Pacifica to ensure that we are, in fact, practicing what we preach and fulfilling our mission to the best of our availability. I am also pleased to see that a personnel committee is developed to ensure that workplace democracy exists at KPFK. But this needs to be done in a transparent manner between the lab personnel committee and at least those staff members involved. Otherwise, it appears as though there's nothing being done and it's all just a facade. The initiatives of collectives and program councils, training programs, they all need to be better developed. These internal structures need to be in place and they need to continue. On a final note, I want to say thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be employed at KPFK, despite all the hardships we've undergone together. I'll always be eternally grateful. I, too, came in as a listener. And I'm not quitting KPFK. You know, I'm still very much devoted to KPFK and its mission. I just can't continue to be in the belly of the beast anymore. The pain's me dearly. I will continue to volunteer and do whatever I can for KPFK. And on a final note, I just want to ask that we stop this internal fighting and start healing, and we start practicing what we preach. Thank you.